The coming solar eclipse is the sign of Jonah.
The path that the solar eclipse will be taken on April the 8th will literally be going through the towns of Jonah, Texas, several towns and cities named Nineveh, and also, get this, through Rapture, Indiana.
The coming solar eclipse on April the 8th is the sign of Jonah, and the Bible says in Mark 13:36, therefore keep watch, because you do not know when the master, oh my God, when our master will return, whether in the evening or at midnight, when the rooster crows or in the morning. Otherwise, he may arrive and notice and find you sleeping.
But I want us to wake up real quick. We have an eclipse coming over April 8th. That eclipse is the sign of Jonah. Saying that, Yeshua was asked a question. He was asked, when is the end? How we know? And so he told the people who were asking, he said, you adulterous generation, you always want a sign. I'm going to give you the sign of Jonah. Jonah had to tell everybody the end is coming. If y'all don't repent of your sins and stop doing what you're doing, you're going to be destroyed.
God might arrive and notice and see you sleeping. And what I say to you is, and what I say to everyone is, keep watch. Do you realize how easy it is to fall asleep in this society that we live in today? I mean, you could literally get into a Netflix series. You could literally get into a series and be on episode 3 and season 4. And next thing you know, you look up, it's been 3 days. Next thing you know, you look up, it's been a week, 2 weeks, and you ain't prayed. Next thing you know, you look up, it's been a month and you ain't studied your word. Study to show thyself approved. You literally have to guard your mind and guard your thoughts and what you allow to entertain you in these last days, because you do not know when our master will return. You do not know when our Messiah will return. He said it could be at evening. Christ could return in the early morning. Christ could return at midnight while you in the club. God help me preach this thing. We must keep watch. The coming solar eclipse is a sign of Jonah.
This solar eclipse happening next month could fulfill a 2,000-year-old Bible prophecy. Jesus says in Matthew 16:4, a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah.
Matthew 16:4, you know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but not the signs of these times. A wicked and adulterous generation demands a sign, but none will be given except the sign of Jonah. People always write me, oh my God, it happens so much. People always write me saying, Leo, no one knows the day or the hour. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky. Lord, help me. But you do not know how to interpret these times. In the morning, you say, it will be stormy, for the sky is red and there is an overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky. But you cannot interpret these times that we are living in. The solar eclipse that is said to occur on April the 8th is reported that it will go through the towns of Jonah, Texas, and that it will also go through several towns named Nineveh. Now, I do not know for a fact, listen, I do not know if this solar eclipse is going to occur or not. And me personally, I do not ascribe to the notion that it's going to take this pathway through Jonah, Texas, through Nineveh and all these different towns called Nineveh. I do not ascribe to the notion that it's even going to take the path that is being reported. However, I do know a sign when I hear one. I do know a sign when I see one. And look, we got ears to hear, but eyes to see. Lord, help me preach this thing. Let he or she who has an ear hear what thus saith the Lord. I don't know if it's exactly going to occur the way that they saying that it's going to occur, but I do know a warning sound when I hear one. And there is no coincidence for this being said. This is prophecy being played out right before our very eyes. A wicked and adulterous generation acts for a sign, but none shall be given except the sign of Jonah.
That total solar eclipse is going to pass over several towns called Nineveh is the sign of the prophet Jonah.
Oh Lord, the coming solar eclipse is the sign of Jonah. It is. Lord, it is. God, I thank you. Most High, we praise your high holy name. Yahuwah, we thank you. Yeshua, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Christ, we thank you. Look, the book of Jonah 1:1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. Sometimes I ask God, Sometimes I ask the Most High, why didn't you let me stay in politics? And he says to me, Leo, go to America and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. Lord, help me preach this. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh and to preach against the wickedness, to preach against the lies. Oh my God. The coming solar eclipse is the sign of Jonah. I hope somebody hear what I'm saying.
And where do they go? They go over Jonah and 11 Ninevehs. Nineveh, Texas, Nineveh, Missouri, Nineveh, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania twice, Virginia, New York, Nova Scotia, Canada twice, Kentucky misspelled, Nineveh with a V-A-H. So that's 11. There it is. So could God be more clear? This is the sign of Jonah. This is the one that goes over Jonah, goes over Nineveh. It is over an Islamic region back in 763 BC. We got the dragon washing up on the shore, and we got the symbol of Islam over the United States.
The coming solar eclipse is the sign of Jonah. This is too good. Jonah 3:3. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city, proclaiming 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. Wait a minute. In 40 more days, Nineveh is going to be overthrown, the sign of Jonah. So then Nineveh is going to be thrown. Okay. The Ninevites believed Jonah, though. Look at this. This part is interesting. The Ninevites believed Jonah, and a fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, for the most part, repented. The interesting part about Nineveh is that Jonah did not want to go to Nineveh, like I said, because he believed that it was wicked. He tried to run and eventually got swallowed up in the well for 3 days and three nights. We all know that story. But Jonah was afraid to go to Nineveh because he honestly thought that they were too indoctrinated with the lies and the wickedness. And so for the most part, in his mind, he's saying they are lost cause. He's feeling like, you want me to go there and preach to a people that's a lost cause? I might go there and start talking, preaching this word of God, and they might stone me and kill me. Lord, help me. Nevertheless, one of the biggest reasons why it is so significant for us to be coming up on this sign of Jonah right now is because this is humanity's last chance to repent. Oh, my God. Jonah went to Nineveh for them to repent because judgment was coming. So the sign of Jonah is a sign that judgment is coming. Will you repent? We know that America will not repent. That's why it says, come out of her, my people. You cannot have loyalty to her. You cannot have the same ideals and principles as her. You cannot believe in her, for her sins are piled up to the heaven and she will not repent, but you can repent. The coming solar eclipse is the sign of Jonah.
They know this 400 years is up was prophetic. An eclipse, a total eclipse, always precedes judgment. And the eclipse was just over this nation. There's another one coming, another eclipse coming. But this eclipse was prophetic. And right, listen, think about what I'm saying. Think, right after, usually 33 days after, there's a cataclysmic.
It is. It is the sign of Jonah. It is a sign that judgment is coming on the world. Remember, he went to Nineveh to tell him, it's on its way. They repented and God relented of the judgment that was coming. And just so happens, oh my God, I want to get into it deep right now. But you know, I was telling you the trumpet judgments is up next, 3.5 years later to this team.
Did you know that April 8th is in the Bible?
Ezra arrived in Jerusalem in August of that year, 9. He had arranged to leave Babylon on April 8th.
Lastly, real quick. The scariest part to me about the sign of Jonah coming on the world again, to be honest, is not seeing it. It's being so engulfed with the cares of this world that you didn't even notice it. Remember, the Bible says that they would be marrying and giving into marriage. So basically stating that we would be living our normal lives and then the end times would come upon us suddenly. That we would be planning our summer trips and checking off our goals for our New Year's resolutions list. The Bible is saying that at the end times, we would be so engulfed and focused on everything on in our lives that we could very easily miss the sign. Lord, help me. And this was just me. And I don't know if you've been following me long enough to remember, but in 2020, 2021, I was the one who talked about the sign of Jonah that was shown to the world then, and which started the seal judgments. And right now we are living 3.5 years later from that sign of Jonah that started the seal judgments of Revelation 6. So the next judgment to come upon the world would be the trumpet judgments in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. We'll get into it another time. Because some of y'all, it ain't soaking in. Soon as you hear Trump, you just can't hear nothing else. Your mind just go crazy. You can't hear nothing else. But it is a sign when you hear it, a trump, then a trumpet. It's in the scripture. 1 Corinthians 15:51. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, it says at the last trump. That's what it says. Then it says the trumpet. At the last trump, the trumpets. Lord, help me. I can't get off this. But I was in a slumber. Lord, I was in a slumber this time. This time, I didn't see the sign of Jonah coming. I was actually scrolling through TikTok in my slumber, and I come across this video of a prophet of the Most High who woke me up.
But I want us to wake up real quick.
And Romans 13:11 says, and do this understanding this present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now. Lord, it is. Then when we first believe, the sign of Jonah is a sign from God for you and for us to wake up out of our slumber. The sign of Jonah is an indication that our salvation is coming soon. You've been a Christian your whole life. You follow Christ your whole life. Now we are here at the finish line, and the devil got you distracted. Satan got you worrying and having anxiety about all sorts of things that do not matter. Draw closer now to the Most High God, because our salvation is nearer now. It's nearer right now than when we first believed. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, Lord, I thank you, that he gave his one and only son. Lord, we are so grateful that everyone who believes in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. Do you believe in him? The coming solar eclipse is the sign of Jonah. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Almost every other day someone asks, hey Leo, how can we support you? You can support by subscribing at ministries.leodunson.com, and you will get my exclusive channel there. You can support me over there, or you can also support by Cash App, $Leo Dunson. You can also go to leodunson.com/donate. All of your gifts, all of your donations, you honestly don't know how much I appreciate it. I can't even articulate it in words how grateful I am for someone to donate and sow into this ministry. It really, truly is a blessing to have people that support you. May the glory of God and his blessings be upon you. Shalom.